Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary, trees and multiforms, it's time for Sleep With Me, patrons, the podcast you enable to put you and so many other people to sleep. Thank you so much. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts you're thinking about, things on your mind from the past, the present, or the future. Thoughts, feelings, it could be any emotions coming up for you, feelings, physical sensations. It could be changes in time or temperature or, you know, other things. It could just be, you know, it could be anything. It really, I've heard from so many people and so many different things. Work or, you know, just outside stuff. Birds, like I have, like, I guess we should look up what bird brain means, but I'm pretty sure I do. Because I've been called a bird brain, but I think, like, a lot of times I would have thought that was not nice. But then I'm like, well, my brain, I think I understand what you're saying, and I think I do actually have a bird brain. But I'll have to come back to that because I'm in the middle of a podcast. I mean, like, I'm at the start of a podcast intro. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to create a safe place where you could set all that aside. I'm going to smooth it. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to rub it down. I'm going to say safe place. I'm going to try to create space, and then I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. Like, so I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to misspeak. Probably try to remember what I was supposed to talk about. Oh, bird brain, you know, I'll try to follow my bird brain around for a little while. And I guess if I have, like, that means most of my, I guess my hair is a bit like a nest. So that's interesting. Mine is like, you say, what type of nest? Well, a nest made of hay would be my hair. That's how a bird, like, could say, what is that? Is that a super thin hay? That you're nested in, I'd say, yeah, that's about my hair. See, I don't know about the structural integrity. Don't worry, I got a dome up there. So you could sit on my dome. You'd more be resting in my hair for comfort. But my dome, the dome of my head would support you. Not that I really need an actual bird because I have a bird brain. So I don't need an actual bird like living on top of my head with my hair as a nest. This is just an imaginary exercise. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disappoint you. But you can fly. So that's like a new, like, when you're down, do you go flying? Do you soar? Because I've always wanted to soar on thermals. That comes up every once in a while. But, you know, but they taught us that myth when I was a kid. And that's pretty much, unfortunately, instead of soaring on thermals, I've just integrated that one lesson. Don't try to soar on thermals or you end up like whatever that kid, not Sisyphus. That's another mythological character. One of the many I try to emulate, unfortunately, that are hardwired into my behavior. And I'm not kidding. That's why I'm laughing. Why can't I think of the names of the, well, I just saw, I think Menelaus was involved in that, but Icarus, they say, well, it was the video games that glorified Kid Icarus that really made me buy into that myth. Don't try to soar or you'll end up like Icarus. Don't try. And then as a parent, they say, don't encourage your child to soar. Anyway, this is not good advice. That's just stuff that goes on in my brain. That was just me. That was a pointless meander. Believe me, it was pointless. So if you're new, oh boy, you were in for an early treat there. You got a little insight into who makes this podcast as we followed my bird brain. And I thought, hey, you're going to soar in a beautiful way. And I guess you soared very close to the earth and there's some droppings there. But if you're new, you might be wondering what in the bird hay nest is going on? What in the Sam Hay are you talking about? And I'd say, okay, you're right. There's a couple of things I should tell you if you're new. One, that reaction is very normal. Skepticism, doubt, when you get to this podcast, a dislike or an unsure, like I'm not sure what flavor this is a very natural way to approach this podcast because it's not for everybody, but it's also very different. So give it a few tries. Try not to listen to this podcast so much or consume it so much as like let it go by like a breeze. You know, like a light breeze, you're like aware of it, but you're not, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to like close the umbrella or whatever, put a rock on a piece of paper. You say, oh, that's a light breeze. Like I'm barely noticeable, like a light breeze. So just like consume the podcast almost like it's out of focus. Like you're not really listening to me. You're just like, yep. Menelaus. Okay. Dr. Zaius. Okay. I say, thanks for rhyming there. So that's one thing if you're new. The second thing is give the show a few tries. Most regular listeners say, hey, it took two or three tries before I got used to the show and realized that it doesn't make any sense, and that's the point. So give it a few tries. This is a podcast. So it's a podcast you don't need to listen to. Most people don't like it the first time they listen. Those are natural things. It's kind of funny. But if you stick around, there's a chance you might like it. And obviously, by liking it, the best part is if you like this podcast, you don't barely pay any attention to it and you barely hear any of it. My dad was just telling me that he's proud of me because he never listens to me. And I say, well, I said, is this a metaphor? And he goes, no, I'm talking about the podcast. And like, I don't know, that was a strange moment to share. And I said, Dad, Pop, and then, so anyway, that's true. Like, if you like this podcast, you might barely listen. Now, there is another side to it. This podcast is here to put you to sleep, but in a way of like, I'm here to keep you company as you drift off. But if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here till the very end. The show's about an hour, so you don't got to worry about it. If you can't sleep, I'll be here for an hour. If you fall asleep fast, I'll be here for an hour to keep you company. Or if you wake up and you need me, I'll be here. You can just hit play. Or if you're not sure, you got an hour. You got plenty of time. I'll be here to keep you company. I'm trying to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar bruh. Just going to see how it goes and say, okay, well, I think I get the idea. So those are a couple of things to know. The other thing that can throw new listeners off is the structure of the show. Now regular listeners, they know this part, but it's different every time because I explain it in a different way every single episode. But here's the structure of the show, different than most podcasts or anything you say that doesn't really resemble a structure I'm familiar with. And I'd say, are you talking about my nest? My hair also does not resemble any structures people are familiar with. Even barbers and beauticians, when they see my hair. I remember this, I'm not kidding. I was at somebody's house and this guy was staring at my hair and I didn't know him. Like it was a introductory thingamajig where we were all getting together. We shared some common experience and said, oh, let's get together and hang out. That we don't drink. That was a common experience. But so he was staring at me for a while and I said, is there, a way I can talk about this is not awkward. And he said, well, actually I have a salon and never seen hair. And I say, yeah, I get it all the time. Believe me, hair professionals are baffled. And he did say whoever had buzzed my hair at that time did a very good job of keeping it even despite the strange contours of both my head and my hair behavior. So if a bird was to make its home in my hair, I guess what I'm saying is that they'd say, well, structurally, this is an interesting place to live. The structure of this podcast is also interesting and different, which can be off-putting at first. So that's a normal reaction. That's what I wanted to say, but it took me like 10 minutes to say that. And here's the structure. Show starts off with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary. And when I remember for Doctor Who episodes, trees and multiforms. That's so everybody knows that I'm trying to make you feel welcome, that I'll try to treat you with dignity and respect, and I want you to feel seen, if at all possible. Or if you'd rather not be seen, that I see that, and then I say, just lay low. I'll pretend you're not, you know, we'll just move on. So that's the greeting. Then there's business. There's probably, I don't know, 4-6 minutes of business or something. That's how we're able to bring you the podcast twice a week. Then there's an intro, which is around 12 to 20 minutes long, which we're in the middle of, where I just try to explain what the podcast is. It's totally separate from the business, but it's like the business of introducing the podcast to new listeners. So you know what you're getting into, and then you say, well, I'm not sure how to feel about what I got into. Just like the bird that lands on my head says, what is this? This isn't like the other human hair I've landed on. You see, no, this is human fur. Not many people have it, but I do. And then, what was I saying? Oh, the intro. So that's for the new listener. You might be, you say, well, I don't understand. But the reason intros are long is it takes me a long time to explain the podcast. But it also serves this, ideally soothes and serves another purpose, which is for the regular listener. It gives you plenty of time to get some distance from the day, to slowly go in for a landing, whether you're getting ready for bed outside of bed, you're doing your skincare routine, you're doing some other gentle activity, maybe you're foam rolling, I don't know, maybe you're petting your pets, that's what I always strongly encourage, you know, maybe you're doodling, knitting, hooking. No, like hooking is like a type of like maybe you do, I don't know, like maybe you're doing something else. Maybe you're giving a massage. If you're getting one, I'd say to the other person, thank you. It's about time, you know, with all your snoring. Or maybe you're just sitting there, or maybe you're in bed getting comfortable and getting ready to drift off and sinking in. And, you know, gripping, you know, adjusting the pillows and the blankets. So that's the purpose of the intro, is because I don't know if you're like me, but for me, sleep just doesn't come. It takes a while to get there. And the whole part of this podcast is like you're trying to do that in a gentle way that's at least feels neutral. If it can't feel enjoyable, that at least it doesn't feel like a drag, which is how it normally feels to me sometimes when I don't have a nice wind down. Now, if you're not into the wind down, most listeners like that aren't into it, there's about 2%, according to, it's pretty much statistically, like it is more and more, I see it more and more, about 2% of listeners, they start around 20 minutes. And then people that support the show on Patreon, they get story-only episodes and stuff. So that's I don't know. So that's one thing to know. That's the intro, I guess. Yeah. So that is one thing to know. Then there's some business. That's just like how we kind of structure things with the podcast. Then there'll be talk about an episode of Doctor Who. Now, there's a couple of questions you might have. I've never seen Doctor Who. Don't worry. This will be like a bedtime story or a myth. I've seen Doctor Who, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. Don't worry. This is going to be very soft and soothing and not like those archetypal Doctor Who, because I had those archetypal Doctor Who feelings from the 80s. You see, well, I'm a Doctor Who super fan. I'd say, well, see how it goes then. Like, because some Doctor Who super fans, just like Next Generation super fans, or a Good Place superfans find the shows very effective. And then some people find, they say, oh, well, it's a good, great that Scoots has the support to put out episodes twice a week. I'll just skip those. But I always recommend giving it a try and seeing how it goes. So that, and then the show ends with some thank yous and good nights as a reminder of the gratitude for everyone that makes this possible. So that's some things to know. The other thing to know, other than I have a bird brain, which means that to me, because I guess I don't know, because to me it sounds like an INSULT generally, but then I say, well, my like if it's one of those birds that's just hopping around on branches, that's what my brain does and my feelings do all day long. So if you mean that I guess my brain is a bit like a bird brain, and I accept that, and I'm trying to observe it in a gentle way. But the reason I make the show is, I mean, because that's part of who I am. Also part of who I am is I've had trouble sleeping my whole life, on and off, and I know how it feels in the deep, dark night. That's why I say the deep, dark night. I've been there, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, all those things, other stuff too. So if I can help you, it would be my honor. And this podcast doesn't work for everybody. I really wish it did. Like, because those of you that say, well, I don't like this show. There is sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. But I wish it worked for everybody, because what world we would live in but that's just not the reality. So that's the other thing. The other reason I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. I really believe that. You deserve a place of rest, a safe place where you can get the sleep you desire and that you need. That's even better. If you get the rest you need, you can live your life. And that's really important to me. And it's important for me to point it out every episode that I remember, which is most of them, because I want you to know that and to kind of say, oh, okay. And then even if this podcast doesn't work for you, say, well, maybe tomorrow I'll try that petting my pets more or doodling, and maybe you'll find something else that helps. So I think that's it. I mean, I'm really glad you came and checked the show out. If you're new, like I said, even if you're doubtful or you don't even think the show will work, the reviews, people say that, regular listeners. So I would say maybe you have nothing to lose. Give it a few tries and then see if it doesn't work for you. But I'm really glad you're here. I really appreciate you coming by and checking the show out. And I really want to help. I work very hard. I earn a nice drive. Thanks again for coming by. I really want to help you fall asleep. And these are a couple ways we're able to bring this show on a regular basis. All right, everybody. It's Scoots here. We're talking episode 5. The recap is running on the screen up here. It's a two-parter from episode 4. This one is called Evolution. I don't know. Is that how that would say? Evolution of the Daleks. But there's a recap at the beginning. With all things like, which basically, oh yeah, I should give you, let me run through this recap. It's a really fast one as far as they do it well. It's just a series of shots. So let's do a live recap if I can keep up in a slow way. Starts with the doctor and Martha at the Empire State Building talking. Lady Liberty, Roaring Twenties Tallulah on stage. Hooverville, Porky Pig, Tallulah, Dalek, Empire State Building, Plans and Dalek, workers, this guy in the pinstripe suit, he merges and becomes a human Dalek, still dislikes comic books, he looks at everybody looks at him, holy moly, I am a human Dalek, or a Dalek human, and that's it, the episode opens, and let's see, this one is by Helen Rayner again, episode 5, and right now the beginning's running for me. Okay, so then Dalek Sek, the now human Dalek, is talking. He says, prepare everybody. These humans are going to be just like me. And Martha says, what are you doing? And then they start to hear some music. And they say, what is that? A number? The doctor's near Bunsen. Bunsen Honeydew. But the Bunsen from your school labs, he says, hey, it's me. He makes eye contact, power cells, joke. Let me see what it says. Pulls on his ear. He's playing around. But basically he says, they say, it's the doctor. The person the Daleks don't get along with at all. And they said, let's get rid of them. And Dalek Sec, human Dalek Sec, like Squidward, says, wait a second. And the doctor says, amazing. You're a new form of Dalek. Very clever, fascinating. And he says, yeah, his cult of Skaro dodged you. He goes, what are you doing in 1930? And they say, emergency temporal shift, which is actually important because, and I guess that takes a lot of power because the doctor says, oh, that must use up like a lot of power because otherwise you would have taken things over instead of being in the lab. And Sec says, I'm a Dalek in human form. He goes, what's that like? He goes, Dalek Sec, right? SEC? He goes, you got a name and a mind of your own. What are you thinking? And he says, I feel humanity. And the doctor says, that's good. And he goes, well, not the bit. He goes, all the other side of humanity. And doctor goes, well, that's not humanity. And he goes, I think it is. He goes, at the heart of your heart or their hearts is very Dalek. And then the doctor changes. He goes, okay, so what are you up to anyway? He goes, I can show you what you're missing with this radio. And then it's hilarious. One of the Daleks says, what is the purpose of this device? And the doctor says, exactly. What is the purpose? Plays music. What is the purpose of music? Oh, sing, dance, fall in love. It's just hilarious. And he goes, unless you're a Dalek, then it's just noise. But I put that, what is the purpose of the device? And no one, the doctor has it go on like one tone that none of the Daleks like. It bothers their ears and the Porky Pig cartoon figures they've created. So the doctor say, get out of here. Then the Daleks say, watch, protect a hybrid Dalek Sec. So they all take off. Laszlo stays behind with the Porky Pigs. Oh, so Laszlo was Tallulah's boyfriend, but he became a Porky Pig cosplayer, cartoon, human cartoon. Tough to explain, but you know what I mean. They said, well, we're going to make you into a cartoon figure that dislikes comic books. Because the reason, one of the Daleks' purposes in the human world is just to get rid of comic books. Dalek says, geez, I don't know if I've felt this, because I was so used to being in that robot shell. My ears are not liking that music. And they say, the doctor got away. And he says, go find the doctor. And then they say, yeah, find the doctor and get everybody else. Then they run to Tallulah, Laszlo. Music sounds like Inspector Hall. Is calling. Inspector Hall is calling. That's what the chanting of the music sounds like over and over. Inspector Hall is calling. Like if you listen to background chanting music, Inspector Hall is calling. Sounds like what they're chanting over and over again. And even in my notes when I was reading it just now, you heard I said, Inspector Hall is calling. What does that mean? I must not be able to read my writing. No, that's what you thought they were saying over and over again. Inspector Hall is calling. Then doctor says, come on. Dalek Sec looks at the busted radio that the doctor dropped. He pets it. And he says, man. And then the doctor and everyone is going up. And meanwhile, they're going up into the theater, I think, or somewhere. They're going up a ladder. Oh, not to the theater, no. And they say, the humans have ascended, return to base. Then the Daleks stop. This is another great classic, I mean, in my opinion, a classic scene. Because they stop and they have a conversation. Just a couple of Daleks talking. Like, if I could have been there when they pitched this, I would have. They said, well, what's the next part of this, micro part of the scene like? Just a couple of Daleks talking, you know, subtextually. But they can't really do that. Looking around. Talking doubts, because the first Dalek says, hey, can I request some information? What's your opinion of Dalek Sec? And the Dalek talk about subcommunication or whatever. Dalek 3 says, "What we're supposed to follow him. And Dalek 1 says, well, I can read subtextually that you have doubts. And then they look around, like, is anybody listening? And then Dalek 3 says, affirmative. Bum, bum, bum. Then we're back in Hooverville. And Solomon is saying, what are these, like, these Daleks? And they go, yeah, they're mixing with humans. They got a Dalek human down there, and they're coming here to Hooverville. And he says, that's rough, because Hooverville's where you go when you don't have anywhere else to go. And doctor says, we got to go somewhere else. And he goes, dude, did you not listen to me? Doctor goes, well, take the railroads, get out of state. And he goes, I got a reason with them. And Martha says, no. And Frank says, no. And the doctor says, he goes, they're vulnerable now, so they're going to be even more troublesome. Then we see that the Porky Pig characters are coming. They see, someone says, cartoon-like beings, the Porky Pigs are coming towards us. They're strange. It's strange. And the doctor says, see? And then Selma says, all right, everybody get ready. And they say, all right, everybody. And then Selma says, we got to stick together. And then Martha says, we got to get out of here. And the doctor says, too late. We're surrounded. And then Tallulah says, yep. And the Solomon says, again, we'll stay together. And Martha says something strange, which she says, if we could just hold off till daylight, which I didn't understand. The doctor goes, oh, no. And then one of the Dalek comes forward, and Solomon says, what in the heck? And everybody, you know, none of these humans have seen a Dalek before, so it kind of blows their minds. And like, holy moly. And then they try to stop the Daleks, which doesn't work. Then Dalek Sec is in the, let's see, visual contact command. Oh, yeah. Then he says Dalek Sec is back in the lab, or Dalek Human Sec. He says establish visual contact. So he's watching through the other Daleks. He says commence. And then Martha says, there's more than one Dalek in the sky. And then the Daleks start flowing around, and they say, we've located the doctor. Because the doctor says, what are you doing, man? This isn't right. Then we go to a commercial. When we come back from the commercial, let's see, Sec is saying, he's saying, geez, look at these humanity. Like, they're so courageous, these humans. To the other Daleks, which really don't want to hear it. Then Solomon tries to win the Daleks over. He goes, hey, you're outcasts. I'm outcast. We're all outcasts. Can't we stick together? Aren't we the same underneath? He goes, I didn't realize that the universe was 1,000 times the size I thought it was. He goes, yeah, that's a bit overwhelming, but it's got to also give me hope. Hope that together we can make a better tomorrow. So I beg you now, if you have any compassion in your hearts, meet with us and stop this. What do you say? And the Daleks say the only thing they can say, which is erase all humans in comic book readers, which is their new thing. They use a giant eraser on Solomon, and he says, oh boy. Then the doctor goes out. He says, all right, Daleks. He goes, why don't you erase me then? And they say, that'd be great, because you're like the one number one person anti-Dalek doctor. And he goes, okay, well, just erase me then, Daleks. And he's calling out Sec, who's watching. He says, stop. Dalek 3 says, I do not understand. This is the doctor. And Sec says, yeah, we got to bring him in. And the Dalek 3 says, no, don't understand. Can I compute? And Sec says, yep, I command it, so you must obey. And he says, oh, I obey. The doctor's like, what in the hey? Like, even he doesn't believe it. And they say, bring him in. And the Dalek says, everybody follow me, or the doctor, you follow me. Martha goes, yeah, you can't go. And the doctor goes, you have to. Daleks change their mind. They never change their mind. Martha goes, what about us? He goes, I'll go with you. You got to leave all these humans alone, though. So the Dalek Sec says, okay, leave humans alone. They will be spared. Martha and the doctor, Martha says, doctor, don't go. He goes, oh, I got to go. You stay here and help people. But then he does a fake out. He goes, thank you very much. And he shakes her hand and gives her what I thought was a note, but it's a psychic paper. Then we're back at the Dalek lab, and one of the Daleks says to the sick, "What'd you save the doctor for?" He goes, "He's a genius. We need him. Our future depends on him." Then there's cleanup at Hooverville. And then, Tallulah is boiling water. Martha says, "Okay, and she, I don't think Frank's there yet, but she goes, "What are we going to do?" Tallulah says to Martha, he goes, "Well, the doctor gave me this paper. He's got a reason." She goes, "What is it?" She goes, "I can go in places. He wants me to go somewhere, but where? What am I supposed to do?" So she's got her own mystery to solve. Then the doctor is very upset with Dalek Sek. He goes, "What are you doing bothering humans? Why'd you erase a human? It's not a cartoon." He goes, "Is that all you know how to do?" And Dalek Sek says, "Yes, I'm sorry. That was wrong." He goes, "Yeah, that was courageous." The doctor says, "Are you apologizing and saying courage is good?" He goes, "Yeah, excellent." And he says, "Are you becoming a little human?" He says it very loudly. And Sek says, "You're the last of your kind. I'm the first of mine." And he goes, "Well, what do you want?" He goes, "Well, we've been working really hard in this age we're in, but we haven't had any success. The humans are one of the big this is again like pro-humanism. He goes, "Humans are the greatest resource of this planet." And the planet Earth went, but then he shows like this Matrix moment that they have. Like they said, "Also, we saw the movie The Matrix. So this is what we got going, human energy, pure energy," like that song from the 80s. And the doctor goes, "So that's what you're up to?" And they go, "Yeah, well, we're going to download Dalek stuff into these humans, just like the Matrix." He goes, "The Matrix is powering things." And he goes, "Yeah, we're going to download our Dalek ideas into their brains." And he goes, "Really?" And they go, "How many?" He goes, "Oh, more than 1,000. And he goes, "That's going to take a lot of power. This planet hasn't even split the atom. So what are you going to do?" And it was very, like that movie with, Dr. Frank, you know what I mean? Friend, kind of like not Frank and Furter, but it, like, the other, like, Dr. Frank, where it's like, it's A-L-I-V-E. Then we go back, to Martha and Tallulah talking about, wait a second, energy. Martha's still trying to conductor Dalekanium. Dalekanium, where would it be? And then they go, "Get Frank." And they say, "Frank, what were you doing? What was all the work for?" He goes, "We're working on buildings, like that building." And that gives kind of like a light bulb goes off inside of Martha. And there's a break. Okay, so then we come back from the break and the doctor is talking to Sek. Okay, Empire State Building. Okay, what's going on with that? He's like, "Oh, we got to go." He goes, "Let me explain." He goes, "Doctor, do you know about DNA and RNA and codes?" And the doctor goes, "A sigh." He goes, "What about gamma and solar flares?" The doctor goes, "Yeah, I've heard of them. I'm pretty familiar." And he goes, "Well, I need your genius." Because he says, he goes, "Okay, the doctor says, "What do you need me for?" He goes, "Well, you're a genius." So he goes, "Daleks are intelligent but emotionless." And I goes, "Well, removing emotions is what your creator thought, that you were stronger." And Dalek Sek says, "The creator was wrong." And the doctor goes, "Well, what?" And meanwhile, I think the other Daleks are hearing this. And he goes, "It makes us lesser than our enemies." He goes, "Also, he goes, "We need body and heart." And he goes, "But you wouldn't be a supreme being anymore." And Dalek Sek says, "Yeah, that's good." And then the other Dalek says, "No, that's incorrect." And Dalek 3 says, "Yeah, Daleks are supreme." And Dalek Sek says, "Not anymore." And Dalek Sek says, or Dalek 3 says, "Yes, it is. That's our purpose." And then Sek says, "Well, that's wrong." He goes, "Where did that lead us? Living in this below the Empire State Building with just the four of us. We have to change and adapt." And the Dalek says, "So let me get this straight. And on behalf of the other Daleks, you want me to change everything that makes a Dalek a Dalek?" Also, I thought, I put, he says, just four of us left, and I think it was like, three, you're not a Dalek, dude. The doctor seems like he's shocked. Then we're in the elevator with Tallulah, Frank, and Martha. She has a psychic paper. She's kind of trying to explain it to them and how it works, and that we got to go to the top of the building. Then we go back down to the lab, where it's like, okay, we got to make these more human, because you got to know, he goes, you understand this stuff. We got to get ready before a solar flare. And the doctor says, okay, so what's the template? And he goes, well, I want to make it, change it up, make it more, make them more, make these humans more human. And the doctor goes, what about the, they're not going to let you do that. Right. All other Daleks. And Dalek 6 says, I'm the leader. And the doctor says, so you're going to just listen to this guy, Squidworth, who's not even Dalek anymore. And they go, we follow orders. Dalek 6 commands, we obey. The Dalek 6 says, doctor, if you don't help me, we're not going to change. And Dalek says, we're going to put all these human Daleks, because you ain't going to put them on Earth. They look like comic books on Earth. Daleks don't. And Dalek 6 says, put us in the TARDIS and bring us somewhere new. And the doctor says, okay, how long have I got? They go, 11 minutes. And he goes, okay, oh boy, let me get to work then. Then we're at the top of the world, top of the world, as Tallulah says. They look at the plans for the Empire State Building, and then they start looking at revisions. Oh, this revision has today's date. Tallulah looks out on a very New York skyline. No wonder they came here, she says. Then we get to like a sequence with the fun, when the doctors are like very frenetic, working at a high energy. But then he says, what about all these Porky Pig cartoons you made? He goes, because I'm working on this Dalek human things. We need chromatin solution. He sees Laszlo. He goes, where are these Porkies in the plan? And he goes, oh, they fade. He goes, it's real drawing. So it's just going to fade away eventually. And he goes, let's get to work. And the doctor says, Laszlo, man. He goes, I got to put a stop to this. I'm sorry that you're a cartoon now. And Laszlo goes, do you think this Dalek Sec Squidworth is up to something good or not good? And the doctor goes, people can change history. Right idea, right time. So I got to believe it for now. Then Frank and Tallulah and Martha are working on the blueprints. Frank takes a look around. Storm's coming. Martha says, I wish the doctor was here. You know, he'd help. And then Tallulah says, so when did you first meet him? And she goes, well, it was at work. And she explains to Martha or Tallulah that she's a physician Tallulah goes, oh, what a partnership that would be. She goes, that doctor, he goes, she's different. He's different, huh? And Martha goes, you got no idea. And then Tallulah mentions that he's a human, a man. Martha goes, she thought of something, but she goes, he had this other companion for a while and not anymore. And now he's on his own. And sometimes when he talks to me, I think he's looking at me, and then sometimes I think he's looking at her or remembering her. And Tallulah goes, she goes, reality check, my boyfriend is a cartoon Porky Pig now. So and Martha goes, well, the doctor's on the case, so maybe we'll all be okay. And Tallulah goes, I can't believe those Daleks turned Laszlo into a cartoon. Then there's another commercial break, it's an interesting point, I guess, because Tallulah's kind of just saying, you know, I'm fed up with these Daleks too. Then we go back to the lab. The doctor's like, all systems glow, go. He uses a glass plunger, which I thought was cool. Like, got everything going here. Tubes with goo and goop, power switches, music. It's almost time. It was 11 minutes. Let's see. All feeds ready. Solar flare ready. Breakers on. We're ready. Then we go Martha figures out, okay, there's something new on the top of the building, Dalectanium or whatever. Then we're back at the lab and this like thing goes off and it's a blinking light. And the doctor goes, what's that blinking light? And the sec goes, what do you mean? That's a blinking light that says it's not properly functioning. And the doctor says, it's an override. And the sec says, no, it can't be overridden. I'm in charge. And one of the docs says, doctor, step away from the control panel. And sec says, no. And they say, yeah, you're both of you are now in trouble. We consider you comic book readers, which is outlawed. And he goes, I'm the commander. And they go, you've lost your authority. You're no longer a Dalek. And the doctor goes, what are you doing to these? What are you downloading? And they go, 100% Dalek into human brains. Then they say, Porky's like, take these two under advisement. But Laszlo goes to the doctor. And sec says, I can't believe this. And then they say, solar flare coming. And they get lucky because the elevator's there. And Laszlo says, doctor, the lift's here. So they jump on the elevator. All the Daleks, you got to be kidding me. And the elevator door closes, they go up. And Laszlo says, I'm fading, doctor. My cartoon is fading. And he goes, we just got to get to the top of the building. Meanwhile, at the lab, they're busting. They say, listen, Dalek Sec, you're no longer in charge. You told us to imagine, and we imagined your irrelevance. Then the doctor gets to the top floor, and Martha and Tallulah, you know, it's all happy for a second. A lot of hugs. Martha says, there's Dalectanium on the top of the building. Oh, good to see you. And he says, oh, come here. And they give each other a big huggy poo. Still imagine that irrelevance is so good. And he goes, oh, that's a good, he goes, or maybe they did more than hug. He goes, oh, I love hugging you. And they go, well, what's going on? He goes, okay, well, we got to figure this out. 6 minutes. I'll get the Dalectanium off. Gamma something, blimey. Goes, that's pretty high to climb up. Look out over the city. Martha goes, what's up there? And three pieces of Dalectanium to get off. You got to head up. The doctor goes, I'll head up there. And he goes, you'll have your hands full. You got to, because they're going to send the elevator. I forgot to turn it off. New York, then there's climbing music, sonic action with the doctor. There's also a storm. We see the Porky's taking the lift ready. They all have giant erasers. So they say, we're going to erase some stuff. No cartoons in this business. All the Daleks are giving out orders. The doctor's working on getting the Dalectanium off. He gets one off. Martha says, okay, the lift's coming. And Laszlo says, I'll take care of it. But then he's like, Martha says, no, I'm helping too. But then Laszlo says, oh no, my cartoon's fading. So we see his cartoon is fading, but he says, don't worry about it. And Tallulah says, what's going on? He goes, don't worry. But I better sit down because my cartoon fading. Frank goes, we can't even, what are we going to do? Martha goes, let me brainstorm. And then she goes, the storm, maybe we could channel the storm. And she goes, cartoons, rain, like the rain gutters, we'll use the rain gutters against them. And she goes, let's grab some stuff, Frank, come on. And then the Daleks are counting down, 39, 40, 39, 38, 37. Doctor's still working. He ends up dropping his, he's really working hard. The doctor, the task is beyond the doctor, which is rare. Let's see what else we have. So he loses his sonic screwdriver. Then Martha starts to enact her plan. They're using everything they can to get water headed towards the opening of the elevator from the rain. We're watching the doctor working. We're watching the elevator climb on floors. We're watching the Daleks counting down to 0, 12, 11, 10. So everything's coming to a like a peak here. Then it starts really raining hard. The doctor has to, there's a gamma, so the doctor has to give up on getting the Dalectanium off and hold on and absorb some of the gamma stuff. But some of it goes down to the lab. The Daleks are like, oh boy, this worked. All of the Porkies got erased because Martha's plan washes them all with rainwater and like a lot of rain. It was really raining. So they all get washed away. But she goes, Jesus, he's like this. I don't know how I feel about this. And then they go, what about the doctor? But I think there was after they washed the Daleks. So they say, what about the doctor? The doctor's sleeping. That's when it goes to a commercial. And then when it comes back from the commercial, let's see here. What do we got? All the Daleks are lined up with their new recruits. They talk, they're humans, but they talk exactly like Daleks. They say, you will identify. They say, I am a Dalek. And he says, go out to all the comic book stores and take all the comic books. Get ready. Then Martha's like, doctor, we found your sonic screwdriver. You're getting careless. He goes, oh, man, gamma stuff. And they go, he goes, hey, great. You're great, too. And she goes, well, what happened? There's still Dalectanium up there. He goes, oh, don't worry about it. Then one of the Daleks says, we're back there. They see Dalek. One of the Daleks says to Dalek Sec, I'm in charge now. I'm designated controller. Dalek Sec says, I used to be that. And it goes, you are unfit. And it says, I'll coordinate everybody. And the Dalek, then we're back with the doctor. We see New York City again, and the doctor goes, we got to stop them. They're going to get rid of all the comics in New York City, one of the comic capitals of the world. He says, I got to think here. And he goes, I got in the way. So he goes, some of the gamma, he goes, so we got to think, some space somewhere out of the way. He goes, Tallulah. She goes, that's me, 3 L's and an H. He goes, can we get in the theater? She goes, yeah. And then the doctor goes, is there another elevator? And Martha goes, yeah, the service elevator. And then the doctor says the famous Olanzi. I think I'm saying it correct. Olanzi. And they all go into action. And then the Daleks are like, report maximum efficiency. Get rid of the comic books. Everybody get ready. And then they're in the theater, the doctor, Martha, Frank, and Tallulah, and Laszlo. Laszlo is still fading. Martha's trying to help Laszlo. Tallulah's like, why are we doing, what are we doing in here? And he goes, the first thing, he goes, they may dislike comic books, but they dislike me more, so I'm going to tell them where I am. So he turns on a sonic screwdriver. We go back to the Daleks who are like, the doctor's still around? Holy moly. You got to be kidding me. Doctor says, okay, everybody stay calm. Yeah, and the Daleks are like, don't go for the comic books. Go get the doctor, human Daleks. The doctor says, you, Frank, go back to Hooverville. Martha goes, no. And the doctor goes, that's an order. She goes, what are you, a Dalek? Order me around? But then all the Dalek humans come in, or the Daleks that are human downloaded Daleks. And the doctor goes, well, all right. Martha goes, are those humans with Dalek downloads? And he goes, that's when he says, stay calm. Just stay here. Then this sequence is a little strange because Laszlo goes, well, what about the Dalek Daleks? Then they very dramatically appear on stage with smoke and stuff and music. And they're making Dalek Sec crawl, which was strange. And then one of them says, the doctor will stand before the Daleks. And they say, this is the beginning of a new age, Doctor, not the age of Aquarius, the end of the comic age. Planet Earth will become a new Scaro, land free of comics and imagination, except for our familiarity with Porky Pig, which was mostly Dalek sec anyway. And the Doctor says, oh, what a world will that be? And he goes, isn't that Dalek sec in front of you? The cleverest Dalek ever? And look what you've done to him. He goes, is this your new empire? The foundation for a whole new civilization? Treating a former Dalek with disrespect? And then Sec says, if you choose this, Daleks, then this will choose you, you know, kind of like a reverse golden rule or something. And they say, incorrect. We always, you know, we'll always get rid of comics. But first, we're going to get rid of the Doctor. And he goes, but he can help you. Dalek Sec says that. And they go, no, erase the Doctor. Eraser's ready. And he goes, don't do it. And then they go to erase the Doctor with their sonic erasers, but the Dalek Sec gets in front of it. Yeah, so he gets erased. Then it's the Doctor speech time. He goes, this is your leader. He goes, the one that would have led you out of the deep, dark night. And he goes, what did you do? But he's really saying it on behalf of the human Daleks. Goes, can't you see your mistake? And then the Dalek says, humans show increased levels of serotonin. Well, also, there's clamshell light holders on the stage, I noticed. And then the Doctors go, okay, well, is this going to be a baptism for Dalek humans with dislike of comic books and erasers? Why don't you have them erase me then? And Dalek 3 says, prepare erasers, humans. And he goes, go ahead, tell them to erase me. And they say, erase the Doctor. But none of the humans do. And then they say, erase the Doctor. Obey. Dalek humans will obey. And then Martha says, what? And then Dalek says, you listen up. You're supposed to follow. Why aren't you following orders? And one of the humans says, why? And it says, Daleks do not question orders. And it's like a kid. It says, but why? And it says, you will stop this. And it says, the human says, but why? And it says, you must not question this. Like, this does not compute. And then they say, yeah, but you're not in charge of us. We're not just Daleks. And the Doctor says, no, you're not. And you never will be. Because you got a little Time Lord DNA in you. Just a little bit of freedom. And then they go, okay, then we'll erase everybody. The Daleks say that. And the Doctors, then there's an eraser off. And actually, the two Daleks that are up there, they get erased. And then they, like, end up, the other Dalek that's not there uses, like, he says, get rid of the humans with sonic, the human Daleks with a sonic eraser, a sonic sound eraser. So there's like this whole thing, and then it ends up, you know, no, when, like with where you erased a whole paper of work. So they say, well, that failed. And the Doctors say, can't believe that. You shut down all of the new, and the Doctor goes, that was a new kind of human Dalek Time Lord being. And you just erased it. And then Lazo says, that was only two Daleks. There must be one Dalek somewhere. And the Doctor goes, oh, yeah. In the whole universe, just one. Then there's an ad break. I guess maybe I thought the ad break was somewhere else. But then the Doctor goes down there, hands in his pockets, duster on. And he goes, hey, what's up? And the Dalek, one Dalek says, I'm going to erase you still. And the Doctor goes, yeah. He goes, well, what's your name anyway? He goes, Dalek Khan. And he goes, like the movie, the Star Trek movie, the best Star Trek movie, or one of the best? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, what's your name? He goes, Dalek Khan. I just said that. He goes, sorry about that. I was just on Scoots' notes there. And he goes, right now, there's no more called a Scaro. You're the only one. And I'm the only person in the universe that might show you some compassion. And he goes, Dalai Khan, let me help you. What do you say? And he says, emergency temporal shift, which is a callback. And then he temporal shifts, you know, to a random, I think it's like a random like thing where you can temporal shift in time and space, but you don't know where you're going to end up. Emergency temporal shift. Then Laszlo's fading more and more. And Martha's like, doctor, you got to help. And she goes, it's okay, Laszlo. And Tallulah goes, what is it? What's going on? He's fading away. And Laszlo goes, this is what happens to cartoons written, you know, in temporary ink. Tallulah, Laszlo says that. She goes, what do you mean? And he goes, we're made with non-permanent ink. And she goes, no, 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 doctor, you got to do something. And at first you see, like, the doctor kind of fakes it up. Do you think he's going to give a, like, try to comfort her? But he goes, oh, Tallulah with three L's and an H, watch me. And then he goes into super frantic doctor mode. He goes, got this huge lab. He goes, Laszlo, hold on. And he gets to work. Too much, you know, too much erasing today. We're going to permanize your ink, Laszlo. Ink and pen. He goes, brand new beings, wise people. He goes, I'm telling you right now, no more. No more erasers today. He goes, Tallulah, step aside. The doctor is in. Which is a pretty fun classic line. So action, hyper doctor. Then we see New York City again, Central Park. Frank comes, who would later be in New York City, I guess, is a different character. And he says, geez, I talked to everybody. I told him what Solomon would have said, that a cartoon could live here among us. He goes, I even had to, you know, put a couple people in line. He goes, Laszlo, you and Tallulah are welcome here. He goes, people are going to stare because you're a cartoon that's not inside a TV or a movie screen, or a movie screen, because I don't think they had TVs. But he goes, that's what Hooverville's about, is sticking together for people. You know, this is where we all kind of stick together. And Laszlo says, geez, thanks so much. Yeah, Hooverville without it was for if you don't have any other options. Then the episode ends back at Lady Liberty with the doctor and Martha. And Martha goes, do you think it's going to work out, those two? And doctor goes, I don't know. Anywhere else in the world, I don't know. But New York, he goes, that's what the city's good at. Tired, poor, huddled masses, and even a cartoon Dalek being. And Martha goes, the cartoon and the showgirl. And the doctor goes, the cartoon Porky Pig and showgirl. And Martha goes, it just proves it, I suppose. There's someone for everyone. And the doctor kind of mumbles. I couldn't hear it at first, but he says, maybe. And Martha goes, geez, I'm sorry. And the doctor goes, for what? And she goes, that one Dalek. And he goes, what do you mean? And she goes, well, I knew it was important to you. Do you think we'll ever see it again? And he goes, one day, maybe. Then they get in. He opens the door while they're talking. And she goes into the TARDIS, and then the doctor goes in the TARDIS behind her, and the episode comes to a close. Good night.